Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me this half hour. I've got some things I want to talk to you about, some things that I want to share with you. I want to talk to you about what I call the barbell effect. Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, which in internet terms means about 10 years ago, a small business owner didn't have to worry too much about macroeconomics, you know, the big picture economics. Well, that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it? Today, small business owners have to operate every day in their microeconomy while keeping an eye on what's happening at the macro level. Alas, macroeconomics isn't easy to get your head around, or mine either, when your highest priority on Monday is to cover payroll on Friday. Right? You know what I'm talking about. I see you nodding your heads. Me too. Here's a handy macroeconomy metaphor, though, that I think will help. The barbell effect. Essentially, this phenomenon occurs when natural forces, new technology innovations, shifts in demographic and behavior, and things like that, when those things disrupt entrenched legacy practices of any industry. The disruptive pressure squeezes industry players, those players who fail to adapt to what's coming to the new stuff, right? Causing them to contract into the bar of the barbell. Remember, that's the long, skinny part, right? Those who adapt, who do adapt, find their way to the bell ends, where there's more room to expand. At the macro level, the barbell doesn't exist prior to the disruptive pressure. It's important to remember that the barbell is not the cause, it's the result of what's going on. In the marketplace, the energy causing the disruption is customers empowered with new expectations. They've got new expectations. That's what's driving the barbell. This will be on the test, folks. Write this down. When customers are empowered, businesses are disrupted, and barbells are likely. That's going to be on the test. When customers are empowered, businesses are disrupted, and barbells are likely. There have been many examples of the barbell effect, some small and local. Some have even been global. I read recently about a housing barbell in one city where housing units on the high and low ends, the bells, were selling well, while the ones in the middle, the bar, not so much. So it happens in a lot of different places. But the American banking industry experienced its own barbell effect this century. We reported on that in the last decade with the late great Mike Menzies. As big banks got bigger on one end of the bell, community banks hung in there on the other end, while medium-sized banks experienced financial claustrophobia in the bar as it got thinner and thinner. Right now, the barbell effect is creating an existential reaction that can literally be watched by you out there on Main Street, small business owners. You can literally watch it from your front porches as no longer relevant retail giants are closing hundreds of stores at a breathtaking pace. Here's some of the numbers. As of this year, 200 Sears stores closing, bringing their numbers down 60%. In the last 5 years, Sears has 60% fewer stores. They're only 40% of the size they were 5 years ago. Kmart shuttering 100 locations, more than 100 locations. Macy's is closing 100 stores. JCPenney's is projecting to close 300 stores. And that's just the big guys. That includes a bunch of the little ones, right? Many medium-sized are making the acquaintance of the bell, of the bar, I should say, between the bells. The pressure creating this retail barbell is arising from new and evolving customer expectations, which increasingly means higher adoption of e-commerce, online shopping and purchasing, right? But the next, but the new expectation isn't about unique products, not lower prices or even better service. It's the most powerful relevance advantage in the age of the customer, saving them time. This is one of the main, just subconscious, powerful motivations of these new expectations. They want to, people want to save them time. Technical innovations and customer care practices, which are which include easier mobile shopping and electronic payments, plus free delivery and easy returns, right? All those things. All of that is saving customers enough time for them to change their shopping behavior, and when they do that, it's creating this barbell effect. As customers demand different expectations, as they have expectations, they demand different behavior from you, the barbell is created. As we witness the disruption, if not the end of traditional big box retail, this is what's going on right now. We don't know if it's the end or not, but it's certainly being disrupted. Let's remember the good news about the barbell effect. It has two fat ends, the bells. On one end of the retail barbell are disruptive companies like Amazon and Google and any others who are purveyors of the online retail model, right? They're on the big end, the big barbell end. On the other end, probably not quite as big, are small businesses that understand that the online digital model cannot fulfill all of the expectations of their analog customers. Indeed, the current barbell effect is producing a customer experience vacuum that will be filled very profitably by small retailers who deliver the special sauce of the both-and business model. What's the both-and business model? Traditional analog retail, the high touch, you've heard me talk about so many times, and combined with online digital capability, the high tech. Your special sauce, my friends, that the customers will gravitate to, that will help you fill this vacuum that's being created by the big retailers who are retreating, it'll be your ability to deliver high touch and high tech. Analog, traditional analog retail, and your version of online digital. In my next column, which I wrote clear this weekend, and which I'll talk about later in the week, I'm going to reveal what it takes to maintain occupancy at the fat end of the barbell and why this current retail phenomenon is great news for you small business owners, those of you who see the micro impact of the macro economy. Remember my law of business love. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.